Here to give us the latest on everything COVID is CEO and medical director at HFIT Health, Dr. Anthony Harris. Always nice to have you. Thank you for making the time.
Thanks for letting me be here.
So we're now hearing the term viral blizzard. What is that? And what, if anything, is different from what we've already experienced?
Sure. It's just referring to really the propensity of Omicron at this point and how it spreads so fast. If we look at the doubling time of Omicron compared to Delta, it's way faster. About every 1.2 days, Omicron cases double. We saw that in South Africa, and that's compared to 1.5 days with Delta. So when we're talking about number of cases, we're on that exponential growth, and that's what we're concerned about.
So what should we know if we're fully vaccinated, right? If we're fully vaccinated, restaurants are still open. We're still allowed to travel. It seems like these things would be safe, right? Do you recommend against that?
So there's some silver lining, right, in being fully vaccinated and boosted, right, which is the recommendation now. We know that three doses is what's required to keep your immunity high enough to combat not just Omicron, but Delta as we continue through this. And yes, restaurants, social settings, they are relatively safe if we use precautions. And those precautions should be what we're all used to, right? Wearing masks. And some would suggest, and I highly recommend, testing, right? Testing we see recommended from CDC, Anthony Fauci, Gottlieb, as well as the method to protect us from transmissions. And certainly the over-the-counter testing that everyone probably is familiar with now is looking like it's going to be effective for detecting Omicron and hopefully through this winter, a key component of keeping us all safe.
It is very convenient to be able to go to the drugstore or the pharmacy and just be able to pick up an at-home test. So that is an effective means. You think those are pretty reliable?
Absolutely. I mean, all the data is pointing to that. Now, there's some more studies still ongoing, right? But all the data so far is looking like the majority of the widely distributed tests that are available, such as the BinaxNOW now by Abbott, are going to be effective at detecting Omicron. And so that's, again, silver lining for many. But caution still should be taken, right? We should still be cautious when we're going to large settings. The holiday season brings a lot of festivities, a lot of, let's say, opportunity for
super
us to be...
Super spreader events?
Well, yeah, let's put it that way. Yeah, to be careless, right? And so let's not be careless during the holiday season. Let's be cautious and still put our best guard forward.
So there are different symptoms, right, than we're used to. This is actually different. We kind of got used to experiencing certain symptoms and then knowing that it was COVID or at least suspecting it. But this is different.
Relatively speaking, we see that evidence is still showing that you're going to have, you know, upper respiratory symptoms. You're going to feel malaise or tired and whatnot. You might have fever as well. We're not seeing anecdotally as much of the loss of sense of taste and smell, right? And that used to be kind of pathognomonic in terms of, yep, you got COVID, right? So we need to be cautious in that regard. What's helping us in terms of less severity for Omicron, what we all suggest in the clinical community, is our ongoing immunity to some extent, right? A lot of people have either had Delta variant or had an episode of COVID-19 or been vaccinated, about 80% of Americans estimated. And so as we look at Omicron spreading still rapidly, we're seeing potentially less severity because of that existing immunity to an extent.
But people are still catching it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we know that the vaccinations aren't going to prevent transmissions, right? 70% of people still vulnerable after being fully vaccinated to even Delta, after 6 months. And so if we're looking at Israel's data, and so we should still be cautious about transmitting to those vulnerable populations. That's who we have to protect, right? But far and away, the majority of people who experience a coronavirus still experience mild symptoms, right? But it's those vulnerable populations, the 800,000 lives we've already lost, that we want to continue to be vigilant about.
So I'm confused because I've heard mixed reporting on, it's the Omicron is more contagious, but it's milder. Is that true?
Not necessarily, right? We're still collecting more data on that. And if we look at the studies that was published in The Lancet, looking at specifically South Africa, the hospitalizations were down about 30%, 29% specifically. And those individuals who were hospitalized in the COVID unit actually experienced less dependency on oxygen, meaning that they didn't need it to get through, and the hospitalization duration was actually shorter as well. So that early evidence would suggest less severity. However, there's always a however with me, you know this, that about 80% of the individuals there were less than 59 years of age. And so we already would anticipate that population in this study to experience less symptomatology from COVID-19 infections.
All right. It's a lot to digest, a lot to still learn. We appreciate your expertise tonight. Thank you.
Absolutely.
As
Thank
always.
You.